CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Misfit Toys.
Well, well, well. Look at you. Look at you. Hey, I'm going to give some club dates in a second. So, Joe came back. It was a lot of fun. Jack Hackett was on the board, and Chad Maxwell, Chad is bored on TikTok, was there. We went live a little bit, had some fun, and somebody sat in. Oh, Liam, you thought I was going to forget about you. Liam. And it was a lot of fun. And we split it in two. And this is the first half. I have a question for you. Oh, let me give you those dates. So New Year's Eve, I'm going to be doing The Creek in the Cave in Austin. Now, hold on. Sorry for the page turning noise. I hope that's not too much. So we're going to do December 29th, which is a Thursday, Friday, and then New Year's Eve. So we'll do probably, you know, two shows Thursday, two shows Friday, and two shows Saturday at the Creek in the Cave. And if you haven't been there, I'll tell you why. I don't usually take New Year's Eve dates. I mean, I have taken them, but I don't usually. And because, you know, it's New Year's Eve. But when I know what I'm walking into, and I know that club will do everything I want them to do, and it's a very cool atmosphere to have the band with me. So there's that. And then I was supposed to do this last year, and I had to cancel. It's a little bit, you know, down the road, but I thought I'd give it a shout out. In Paris, Texas, they have like a really cool comedy festival, and I'm going to be doing it. I'm going to be there the 27th and the 28th of January 2023, the year 2023. But I'm not sure which night my show is. But it's one of those two nights, the 27th or the 28th of January, the Paris, Texas Festival. And I've heard people went and had like a really good time. And my normal return to Helium is usually in January, but this year it's February 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th. And then back to John and Peter's on the 28th in New Hope. So for now, I think that is enough. I think that's good. There are my dates. So is there anything? Look, I'm in the mood to chat. But you know what I was thinking about doing with the podcast? I think it would make it easier and more relaxing, and is to do it. Because I do miss having It's just harder to arrange it now. Everyone's a little busier. But do a podcast once a month, but have, you know, keyboards, drums, Aristotle, because I'm only doing it once a month. It's going to be so easy. But then we'll do like a 2.5 hour podcast and chop it up 4 weeks, you know, 35 minutes there. And then I'll still do an opening into my phone. So I thought for the people that don't mind listening to 2 hours, then they're not going to mind this either. And am I wrong about thinking that way? And then for the people that, you know, they might like me and think I'm funny, but it's just too much time. But if it was a, you know, a shorter podcast, they might be able to, they'd give it a listen. I was thinking about it, but I'm not sure yet. But, you know, now my paranoia says, like, the thing is, I really do love doing the podcast still. I say it a lot, but I love it as much as the first day that I did it. It is just pure joy. So you think, well, then why? But it is harder to, like, get Aristotle here, and I have the tech issues, and I think, well, how can I keep doing the podcast, but then, you know, maybe that would be a good way. What about you? What do you think? You, I'm talking to you. So, I don't know. The studio's looking good, though. And now that I'm, you know, like, we went, okay, now I'm just rambling and I'm sorry. Okay, so there's that. Just throw it out there. I think that's it. There's not that much. But I'm proud of you. You're great. And I hope you have next week. Andy Frasco's coming to my house for a Thanksgiving Eve dinner. And supposedly there's a chef that's going to make us the whole dinner at his house. And then Andy's going to bring it here pre-made. But there'll be mushrooms in it. What do you think about that? Scary. Maybe it'll stop me from eating too many mashed potatoes or stuffing. Veggie style. All right, listen. You're just the best. Now you're going to join the Todd Glass Show already. Hey, chew. Wow. You're going to join the Todd Glass Show already in progress.
I hope I didn't miss it.
It's solid red. You're good.
Every week in my phone, I do the opening to the show, and I go, you're now joining the Todd Glass Show already in progress. Mm. I love saying it. I heard someone say it one time, and oh. Anyway, no. No, don't even. I don't mean to make you the bad guy. Okay, so here's what's going on. You joined the Todd Glass Show already in progress. I'm going to do a short cold opening, and then we're going to play the jingle, and then we're going to play his little thing. I'm very organized tonight, but I like to set the scene. So Joe was here. Everybody knows what happened. Yeah. So,
do they know the truth?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The real truth.
Watch your mouth. I'll clear. yeah. And, so you're back, and I'm so glad you're back. Cause let me tell you something, like, compliments are hard to take, but it's okay. Like, I always tell someone, look the other way.
Right.
You were pure joy. Like,
oh,
I really loved hanging out with you.
It was great. And it was so much fun.
It was just silliness and, you know, and I hate to miss those shows when they don't get recorded. It bums you out a little, but I remember a guest once said, we still had an amazing 2 hours. And I was like, thank you.
Really sweet. But it's true.
It is true. It is true.
And there is something kind of special about that was just for the three of us that were there. And that's fine.
Right.
Right?
It was just like hanging out by yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But you give the commitment to the show. Because,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When we hang out, we have a good time. But, you know, you might look at your phone. You might, but not with this. When you're doing a podcast, it's like, whoa, we're short of work. And so you're giving commitment to silliness. It's almost better than hanging out.
Yeah.
So when it's just for not being... Anyway, all right, so you're back. That's all I need to say.
Happy to be back.
Happy to be back. And Chad, from Chad is bored. And he... just every week, I like people know what the room looks like, but I like them to know, okay, what's going on? And then we start. So just, I'll only be a second. I say that, and I know this takes up more time, and that's what I'm saying I don't do, but you'll get why. I don't like when I go to other shows and I have to sit there too long. So I try not to do it here.
Sure.
Like, give me 2.5 minutes. I probably you got a little few more seconds left. Can we edit this part out where I'm explaining it? Is that okay? So I set the scene. So people know, okay, I know. I know what the room looks like. Now I know who's sitting in the room. So Chad, I mean, it's so funny when I like introduce you to the listening audience, because I could just go with my friend Chad. But you know, they know that my TikToks have gotten considerably better, and I'm having a ball doing it. I love it. It's the best it's the most fun. Matter of fact, I'm this close to shutting down this podcast, so you better fucking...
Oh, wow.
So, and Chad, I was spinning wheels. I had about 600 people. Chad is bored. That's his name on TikTok. We're hanging out one night. I found out, this guy's got like 400 more thousand people. This guy fucking, and I watch his videos. He started helping me 4 months ago. I met him through Cam Kavinsky. Chad is bored. His name is, well, I don't have to give your last name because people will find you and try to do weird things. Chad Maxwell? Okay. And Chad is bored on TikTok. So I went from like having 600 to like 40,000. So besides being a pleasure to hang out with, you know, it's been fucking fun. I don't have to do any.
He saved your career.
Shit. He saved my career. Okay, Liam is sitting in on the show.
Hi
Liam. We'll talk about Liam later. He's part of a Make a Wish Foundation thing. and then Jack Hackett. That's all. Jack Hackett. The audience knows you. And he's doing the board.
You better clap for me.
And he's doing the board.
I wanted to clap for you. I wanted nobody.
He's
so everyone claps for Liam, and then Jack. He tries to get it started. Nobody's into it.
Can I tell you something?
Don't clap for him.
You said something last week that I'm going to make you say again.
Fair.
And I'm going to act like later you were going to talk about it. You go. It really made me giggle. I go, it can all drop dead. You go, I don't even care if you drop.
Don't let them drop.
Just die.
Let them die.
Just die. I'm
going
to give you a reason to say that. I'll get angry about something later in the show, and I'll go drop dead. Just give me a few. I don't even. They're so, like, what does it mean? I don't even know, but I loved it. Like I don't even care if they drop. So I like it so much. I got to be honest. I was on the phone with somebody. I swear to God, truth. This is a true story. They said something about that. Just drop dead already. And I said, you know what? I don't even care if you drop. Just drop. Big laugh. And then I gave you credit. That's the way I do it.
I appreciate it.
I get the laugh first. You can't go, Joe Quazala does this thing.
No. You let him laugh, and then you provide your citation.
And then you give the credit. And I did.
You do a bibliography. You take a long time.
And, you know, just so I would be remiss if I didn't introduce everybody in the room, and your significant other, Haley, is here. So it's a good energy. Yeah. Let's start. Little, let's do it right. Wow, it's a real show. Other shows, do they have reverb? No, neither did I. I ain't shitting around,
there's
people.
A barn. What a barn. Only funny people go there. And they do a little show there. It was voted number one there. Oh, there's music and silly dancing. And a lot of podcast people. With the bells and whistles. The bubbles, lights, and smoke. When they hear Todd Glass do the intro, everybody's ready for the show. They want to hear their favorite guests do the bits they love the best. Then they hear a rumble on the drums. When that happy moment finally comes, all the joy the show will bring. For miles around, you'll hear them sing.
Joe McKenzie, thank you.
It's the Todd Glass Show, broadcasting out of the barn. It's the Todd Glass Show. Chris Hardwick sounds the alarm. It's Todd Glass Show. Oh, comedy bits that
stay
make cheer.
Stay on the same stuff. You bring it up a little.
Listening to the Todd Glass Show. Cause the game's all here.
You know, Joey, la, 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 la. And he's right. He's absolutely right. He puts a lot of hard work into these. And then I talk to him.
This business. You have a podcast and things are abrupt. It doesn't work. Let's introduce our guest. I mean, let's do it right. Do we have something nice? Wow.
Joe Quazala, welcome to the show. Wow. Joe Quazala, welcome to the show. If you hear the show on Friday, November 11th, I've got news for you. You can see Joe Quazala mint on card at Blast from the Past in Burbank at 7:30 p.m. That's when you can see Joe Quazala live. In case you missed him, we'll get to be part of last night.
I know I shouldn't. Let me explain something, and we're going to play that again. We can fade that out. Better to talk about it. So isn't it weird? You're probably right. But I know how loud I normally have it, and like, believe me, I am staying on the safe side. So I'm gonna, if you're like, oh my god, I was wrong, I'll eat it, just a little bit louder. So let's play his jingle again.
Bump it in the monitors, just don't bump it in the recorder. Is what I'd say.
Oh, I'm not. Oh, I see what you're saying. Use the house, like they told me. Okay.
Well,
that's what I was told. So thank you. Okay, let's play it again.
Joe Quazala, welcome to the show. Joe
Quazala,
welcome to the show. If you hear the show on Friday, November 11th, I've got news for you. You can see Joe Quazala mint on card at Blast from the Past in Burbank at 7:30 p.m.
Obviously, this is the song that we
used for Joe Quazala live. In case you missed him,
let's commit to this. No. Are you seriously angry?
He won't. That was fine. I mean,
oh, I thought you were doing a bit, man. I really did. I thought you were doing a bit.
I mean, they're old credits, but that's fine.
Oh, no.
No, it's fine. I wouldn't. Listen, I'm not mad.
You know what? Take a...
I'm not mad. No, I'm not mad.
Do me a favor.
It's just...
Move the mic away. Let's edit this out.
We can edit it out, but I'm really still going to be very mad.
Are you honestly mad?
I am going... Honest to God.
Oh, I didn't know you were... Joe, stop, please.
Could you please... First off, stop telling me what to do. How's that?
Okay.
For starters, I come to your house for a second time in the space of a week... You know, something that, and I'll admit it, I did not want to do. And my credits are not even updated. My credits aren't even updated on the song. Last time, as I recall, the turnaround was about a day. Joe McKenzie came in with a song. He had my credits there up to date. People could come see me perform live. Do they have time machines, Todd?
I mean, really dig into me. Insults you uncomfortable to give me.
Once again.
Say, I heard you don't sell out on the road.
Once again, Todd?
No, Joe, and I'm going
to
play it real. Joe.
Stop telling me
what to do. Joe, stop.
You stop telling
me what to do. Joe, you're really.
I am a guest in your home, Todd. And you dare, first off, to tell me what to do. And then to have.
Are you joking?
I think about.
No, you don't get to. Hold on.
Your alleged comedy. And that I'm here to bump that up to a level where people could find it to be listenable. And my credits aren't even current.
You're
my dates,
Joe.
You're
really crushing me, man.
Don't even know this, Todd. But for people to come and see me live is a gift.
It's a
privilege. To let them have that is the connection between me and my fans is something that I wouldn't. Trade for anything in the world.
You know what?
You probably don't understand.
You're going to feel really bad in a second. He redid it. Play it again.
Joe Quazala, welcome to the show. Joe Quazala, welcome to the show.
Okay.
If you hear the show on Friday, November.
I guess he did.
Todd!
I thought he did. I swear to God, I thought he did.
You did this to marry me.
I swear to God, you're not even listening. I said, I swear to God, if there's a God that governs this planet,
I really thought, wouldn't you love to have a relationship with God?
Do you think it would be wrong for me to tell you to get even meaner to me? Is that too much work? You would be good. Like, if I had a sketch show, I would cast you in it. Because
oh, if you had a sketch show?
Oh, no.
What world, what dimension are we living in where some fool gives you
boy.
A sketch show?
Oh, God.
There's a format that barely exists anymore.
God.
But, you know, hey, we're going to revive the sketch show. Who should we get?
God.
How about failing comedian Todd?
Oh, yes.
How about... We anchor the show. Oh, we could give him like a cameo on a sketch show. No, 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 no. For you see, I have mercury poisoning, so I'm going to make Todd Glass the anchor of a sketch show. Oh, okay. Well, this will just be something like on the internet. No! Televised. We're talking broadcast television because I want to producers my career. I want to make sure I never work or anyone who knows me ever works in the show business again. In the industry, I want my name to be equivalent to Hitler.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's so fucking funny. You, like, press on the gas in your failing career? Oh, my God. Give me a second. Matter of fact... Just say this. One thing to say.
10-year-old Tom got season 2. Doo-dah, doo-dah. 10-year-old Tom got season 2. Oh, doo-dah day. Principal Todd Glass. Top build in the cast.
What is this supposed to come out?
10-year-old Tom got season 2. Oh, doo-dah day.
Oh, no, no. Oh, I have it cranked in the house now. So can you bring it up a little bit there? A little more. We're not going to peek. Okay.
Bring it down. Bring it down. You're right.
Okay, so there we go. I'm going to have to learn because the price that I'm going to pay to not lose this is just be on the generous side with playing. I like to really get the music loud in the house.
Right, but now you're afraid.
But now I'm afraid, but it's all right. So, oh, yeah, this real quick. You got to do in-house ads, you know? You can't. You got to do maintenance on a show. People just think it's a big shit festival here. Wow, next week.
Zach Galifianakis, we just can't wait to hear him speak.
It's not this week, it's next week. 2 weeks from tomorrow, to be honest with you. Play it again. We got to really... All right, enough. So let's... Do you want to... let's talk about your teacher.
Sure, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
we talked about this already.
Mm-hmm.
Say...
But I'm happy to...
Thank you.
I'm
do you want to pick the betting music again?
I mean,
and not like before. It's not like you. There's a hurry. Already Chad's like, I think this podcast isn't as chop-up-able as I was hoping. I always thought there'd be like these clean bits, but He chews his whole thumb is bleeding because he can't.
Yeah, Chad keeps softly whispering into his phone, Siri, Uber. Siri, Uber. Uber me out of here, which wouldn't work on Siri, but he was being like, Uber needs to get
Uber,
me out of here.
Uber, get me out of the situation.
Uber. And I don't know, he thinks probably we can't hear him, but we definitely can.
It's like when people talk, to us it sounds like this. Oh, God, I'm so bored. I thought I'd be able to know what to do with this on TikTok, but it just doesn't, out of context, there's not like 2-minute chunks that I could get or a minute. It's like, if you're here and you're listening, he goes, you know, he's probably, I'm sure you enjoy it, but I'm looking for like a sound bite.
These guys are not media trained.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
This bums me out. Anyway, yeah, we should get a little bit of light music.
Yeah. You pick it. Like I said before, it's not a hurry. We're the only ones in a hurry. I want you to find something that will score you truth.
Thank you.
Appropriately.
Mm-hmm. I would like something that would fit the vibe.
Okay, so but you and... Hey, Jack. First of all, Chad, you're doing a great job, and I appreciate you. And Jack, you're next. I was talking to Chad.
You're looking at me.
Well, I was not. You have
he
a sickness.
Was not.
No, you have an.
In fact,
you.
Out of respect, Todd was putting his hand over his eyes so that you guys don't get the wrong idea. You guys don't think he's ogling you or doing anything else inappropriate, which I respect. It's a respectful thing to do. And so
it's funny to have. That's what I feel the band does for me on the road. I go, there's one element in them. There's a few. But one slice is they will lie for me. And there's five of them. and they're coming at you. And no matter, if I say I'm 23 years old, five guys are going to go, yeah, he's 23. I saw his license. It's minus the three, carry the four. And that's what you, like, I'm so obviously was looking at him, but you defend me. And there's something so, yeah. No, he was obviously not. But yeah, I did. I called you. I was saying to you, Jack, you're doing a great job. Don't try to make a joke about it.
I'm not.
And I'm glad you're here and you're a good person.
Blah, 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 blah.
And I'll tell you something else. No, people don't really talk about it. And you know, I. But, and I know we got a guest sitting right over there, but I think that. And I do feel like this. But you know what? All right, enough. But kind. Okay. A hi. So
right, yes.
Your teacher.
So I would really.
Oh,
yes.
The music.
But first,
I would love
to have some music,
yes,
Jack. If you
up.
Could give me some options.
And don't make a joke.
Really?
Just in case. I'll know. By the way, there'll be stuff that happens. I promise. Oh, yeah. I know I'm half kidding as I talk away from the mic.
Jack, this is not.
Can I ask you a question? And I'm not trying to tilt you. If I put reverb in it, you probably go, I still don't like it. But is it worth a shot?
I mean. I have a feeling I'm not going to like it.
I know, and I do too, but I think it's worth
it. But if you want to try it.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Reverb
up? Yeah, go ahead. Okay. You play it. Now.
Is it with some reverb?
I didn't really hear those snaps echo, yeah.
Yeah, right. So I did not like this song before.
No, you did.
Now it has reverb in it.
I know. To be honest, we bet before the show. I said, do you think if we just use the same old song, he'll recognize it? And he, and, oh, yeah, yeah, I feel bad. Jack, you got to give me a little more music in the iPad. I'll take responsibility. I'm watching this like a hawk.
All right.
Okay. Back to you two. I'm gonna butt out.
Thank you. So we
you're
tried.
Welcome. We need music up.
We
okay. I'm
jazz.
Sorry, and I apologize.
It's OCB rolling papers pizza time.
It's
OCB
not gonna.
I
think that's gonna get in the way of the story.
There's
nothing ever.
We're looking for background music.
Right.
That, you
my
know, that
God.
Song, that song very clearly.
Look, it's labeled Pizza Hokey.
I'm sorry.
There shouldn't have been words in that one.
But there were.
Someone has sabotaged my board.
Yeah. No, there's probably something on there good. How about, I know, by the way, this is not easy for him because it's not like
how
I have a board.
This one?
Okay, hold on. Oddly, none of my business. Why am I tapping this?
With reverb?
Now, here's the deal. This does not seem appropriate at all, but we can't try it with reverb.
I actually don't know what story you're telling.
Well, it definitely doesn't take place.
It's about a teacher that influenced him.
Circus.
A nice.
Oh.
Yeah, but that would be great if you go off. What if you go, no, it's not appropriate. My story's about how I was raised in a circus. And you're like, it's not appropriate? I thought that would be great. No, truth. It's about a teacher that he remembers and has a good story to tell.
It's nice.
It's a nice story.
And I feel bad for not telling you that.
And
so
you know,
sorry.
I gave you three to, you know, kind of figure out the
right,
board.
Right, yeah.
At this point,
yeah.
Could you look at me?
Yeah.
at this point?
Hum it.
At this point, it's going to be offensive to me if you keep missing the mark.
Wow. Right.
Anyway, Jack, I appreciate you so much.
I guess he meant a different song. Doo-dah,
yeah, I meant a
doo-dah.
Different song. I wasn't thinking that song.
I guess he meant a different song. How was I to know?
I didn't know.
Shop around
reverb?
Some more.
Can you believe this song
at
exists?
The jingle store. Oh, look, here's
it's not
song. I hope this
is he supposed to be here?
No.
Actually,
that's
no.
That's weird that song, Truth. This is why I like Truth. How he found that on that board.
Is a miracle.
That's sort of appropriate for what we're, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
It makes it look like a very well... You know, meta, planned out. No. But anyway, what can we find him? How about go on YouTube and put inspirational jazz? Or If I Can Dream. Instrumental If I Could Dream.
Okay.
And by the way, you hear it, you don't like it, there's no argument.
Mm-hmm. And if you could put an ad before this song. If you
put an ad.
If you could do that for me, just like an ad for,
of course,
you know, like a phone game where you have to stop a horny guy from...
How about, you know,
fucking a princess castle that's surrounded by
no credit cards.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see.
You know what I was thinking we could do that would be TikTok.
Sorry, no ads.
Friendly. I had a bit. It goes, if you like Confucius, you're gonna love Confused-ish. It's a jingle. So we say things, but we're Confused-ish. So we have like a half of a fact. You know, they say that the turtle in captivity, whatever, you know. But and then at the end, I go, I think I heard that. It's like, if you love Confucius, you're gonna love Confused-ish. So we could do Confused-ish back and forth, maybe later for TikTok. But I can't worry about TikTok. That's all you think about. I have a life to lead. He holds up a sign. I'm looking for 1 minute things that would be funny in 1 minute. I'm letting the audience at home know this. He literally, I'll read it. Todd, this is funny in context, but I'm looking for like 1 minute snippets. Do you have anything like that? Otherwise, I'm going to call Uber, which we already heard you. I don't want to make this bit negative.
Weird also that he wrote it in blood.
He wrote it in blood.
I don't think that was necessary.
Sometimes I don't like doing negative, even in a bit. So back to you. The music. Yes. Oh, I can dream.
Were you digging that?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, in no way was I digging it. I'll say this, Jack. I'm starting to respect your ability to miss the mark every single time.
I thought that was pretty good. Let me talk into the mic before I get yelled at by Aristotle. And stop chewing into the mic.
The reverb on the typing. Okay, touch. Could you actually do that one time? You know what?
Well, I thought it might be good, but then no, right?
You know, for a moment I was like, I think I can work with this, and now I'm sure it's the Big Bang Theory theme song.
How about, give me a song you like that you would like a piano version of, like, I Gotta Be Me, but on piano. Maybe we could find something like that. This is the best part. Some people go, oh, well, it takes so long before you, this is the bit. Creating the music. So any of my new listeners that might go,
I like it,
but how long was it going to take him to get to the fucking story about his teacher? This is part of it. You don't like it? Hit the road. Hit the fucking road. Get out.
Listen to this podcast. Yeah. To not know if I'm really mad at a person I just met.
Right.
That's why
they listen. It's all bits. You heard our love fest when we started the show. What do you got over there? What do you want to hear? I'll turn the music up. I apologize. Let me do it lower.
Okay. Now.
No, be nice.
All right.
But be real,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no. I will be as real.
I take feedback really good.
It's nice. I've noticed that about you, Jack. And
I could change the trajectory of this bit.
Allergies as a cat in here or something.
Would I be wrong if I changed the trajectory of this bit, maybe? What if I said truth?
Does this bit need roads?
Try to find a song that, like, is appropriate.
Okay. Well.
It doesn't have to go that way. But if I did that, be curious. Because this sort of, I guess the reason I'm saying that is because this one I went, I wonder if this would.
Yeah.
But it's up to you.
Yeah, I mean, my.
If you want to talk to your.
This is more reflective of my high school experience, but I want to talk about when I was in second grade.
Oh, you want to have a story about that?
Yeah, I mean, when I was in high school, just there was an old man who was in my neighborhood. And that's a completely different story.
Yeah, let's talk about your teacher.
I want to talk about my teacher.
What's his name?
The teacher from second grade was named Miss Slack.
Miss Slack.
Miss Slack was great. Try instrumental Patsy Cline Crazy.
And this is a true story, truth?
This is truth. No, I would love to tell a story about a person who made a difference in my life.
Let me tell you something. It's good. You can't tell stories about teachers enough.
I think that's true, yeah. You know, one of the most important influences on a young person and underpaid and culturally undervalued.
Yeah, and there are so many. For that alone. Sometimes you'll see like something show up on Instagram or any the social media. The teacher, like a heartwarming story about a teacher and a student going back, and it's always like, oh, it's so. And I know. I swear to God, truth. I'm being serious.
Yeah.
I really realized the power of teachers. Like when I didn't do very well in school, I had really bad dyslexia, and it was hard for me. I knew I wasn't learning anything. I knew it by sixth grade. I go, something's wrong. But I was listening, and seventh grade, I knew it. But anyway. So I pretty much got put in special class and then back in regular class. So I failed mostly. Like, C's were like A's for me. My parents were like, oh, my God, you got a C. But I realized, like, 5 years ago, like, even pretty much, and I didn't graduate high school. But even that, with all that, and I know teachers tried so hard. Like, I remember teachers trying, even from a young age.
Yeah, like, you can still feel it.
You feel it. And I would, like... But with all that, and some of them probably thought, oh, I tried hard with him. But look how much shit I know from just failing out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, right.
The math, I got my driver's license. Like, there's so much. Even if you fail, unless there's obviously some major issues, yeah, that's right. A different story. But even like a, you know, dyslexia, which they didn't even have it. There was no. They didn't know that. They started to know a lot about it when I was in 11th grade. But even with that, look at all the shit I know.
Right.
That's teachers.
Where else is it coming from? Yeah.
And it sounds negative, but you know, I mean, and then forget about the students that get A's and go on to. But like what I'm saying is you get what I'm saying, right? Even.
Yeah.
Like you should, like even me, I'm like, wow, that's a lot of knowledge. Just set, like almost like sort of secondary. Like I was, you know, I mean, I just even.
Well, you're bombarded with information every single day for several hours a day for most of the year for. If you do the whole thing, like 13 years in a row, like, of course, some stuff
sticks.
Is going to stick. Yeah,
that's OK. Thank you for saying it better than me. I should edit out that whole part. Just put in your story. So anyway, so the music.
Do we find anything? OK, that would be nice.
OK, and I don't want to. But if she's singing, won't you can't have words over words.
If you found an instrumental.
I got an instrumental, sir.
OK. Jack, you will live.
I don't like seeing you even in bits subservient. It makes me feel bad. Like you.
Sorry, sir.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. Okay, hold on. Let me shut up.
This is perfect. This is Jack. I was this close from hitting you.
Oh, I saw it in your face.
And a few times
You were like, "God, I suck." I like to let the audience know, like, because they're listening, they don't know your face, but picture, like, just, you were, like, holding back this, you were making a fake, were you punching a fist under the table?
I have a vein in my neck that pulsates, which I could tell you caught.
I saw it. That's why I turned down the lights.
And it was starting
I felt embarrassed.
Starting to glow a little bit, too.
It was.
Which is really, and then, yeah, I'm actually bleeding a little bit on my palm because my fingernails were just digging. As I was making a fist gesture,
here's my fear.
They were just, because I was ready to swing.
So just,
here's my fear.
And connect.
I have fear. I have fear.
You have fear.
I have fear. Here's my fear. After all that, finding that music, and be honest with me, that it's going to get in the way of the true story. Maybe we should have no music. Can you just tell the story without, you know, without the with the music, but... Tell the true story about this amazing teacher, Mrs. Fluffer.
Miss
Fluffernutter?
Close. Miss Slack.
Slack.
Yeah.
No, come on. At least I was close.
He was close.
Don't be. Could you?
Respectfully?
Here's the way I'd like to tell the story. Someone's able to say to her, listen to the Todd Glass Show. They talk about you at. People are nice. That they'll send it someone's way. Mm-hmm. They'll give the mile marker.
Yeah.
And it's just. Right now, she's listening. She found it. Yes, we're talking about you, Mrs. Slack.
Technically. Like, would they start it a minute or two from
now?
No.
You tell them right here. Give them like a 30-second. If she came in 20 seconds ago or now, Mrs. Slack, we keep addressing her. We're about to talk about you. That's why you might have been told to go listen to the Todd Glass Show at 38 minutes and 20 seconds. Whatever it is.
Generally find the area.
Yeah, now we're here.
Can tell we're talking about her technically right now.
First of all, Mrs. Slack, I want to take this opportunity to say hi. I've talked about you off the podcast, and I'm glad that you're hearing what we're about to talk about. But it's you. And he has kind things to say about you.
I really do.
Kind things. If you wonder, like, is what I do, I know it matters on paper, but does it, or do I forget that? How many years ago was this?
This would have been close to 20 years ago.
And then you think about her, and we're talking about her.
Longer, maybe close to 30.
How do you like that, folks? So, Mrs. Slack.
Like, walk away.
Why was she? Why do you remember her?
Yeah. So, this is for her. Walk away from the ledge. I'm about to say something very nice. Don't do it. Don't jump. You made a difference. And I know, and honestly, truth.
Yeah, I want to know the truth.
The truth is
don't try to get out of this.
I was a good student, but I was also a silly boy. I liked making people laugh. I knew back then that was my favorite thing in the world, was making people laugh. I obviously didn't know like how that would manifest into the later years of my life, but I didn't, you know, who thinks about that when you're that? Right. I just liked goofing around And she kind of let me do that to a degree. Because she saw that it was, I was coming from a place of joy, of wanting to make the other kids laugh, maybe wanting to make her laugh, wanting to make little jokes in my projects or whatever, just off the cuff, whatever it is. And she got it. She saw it. She understood it. And that is, especially in comparison to so many teachers who act like they are the warden at a prison, you know, where so many teachers, you know, they're shutting down anything that disrupts the class or that isn't the way it's supposed to be by the book. But Ms. Slack saw what I was doing, got it, and it helped me at a young age feel like I knew myself because an adult was hearing it, right. and not just seeing it, but like encouraging it.
And I hope I'm not jumping it, but to what you were already going to say, but like you should write. How did that go? Something about you could write on SNL. Like
so that's actually a different teacher. So there's two teachers.
Mrs. Slack, I'm sorry. Mrs. Slack. But no, the fact that you're even talking about her, I think is, I hope she does come listen and it makes her go, yeah, 30 years later, maybe 25 years later. But the teacher with SNL, I like this because he did know.
This was 10 years later when I was a senior and it was the last day of school, graduating high school, and it was an English class and the teacher's name was Mrs. Morris. And we were just kind of having a general discussion of like, what are we all going to do? We're going to college, but like, what after that? Like, our whole lives are in front of us. And she said, fully unprompted, so do we think Joe's going to write for SNL? And it like meant the world to me that, because I had never said anything like that, never said that I wanted to be a comedy writer or that I wanted to do comedy at all. I didn't even know that I could, but like in the back of my mind, it was my little secret. Like I didn't.
Yeah, and it wasn't like we talked about this before. It wasn't like saying, it was very specific. It wasn't like, oh, you're gonna, you know, what if she said, oh, maybe you'll be a clown? You're like, well, I don't think you really get what I want to do.
Not really my vibe.
But it was so specific.
Or even just like, you know, is Joe gonna make him laugh? Or even something that would have been just to hone in on, like, this is to see that, you know, she thought, not only am I funny, but I'm the type of like disciplined funny that I could write for a television show that is respected.
Mrs. Morris,
yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad I remembered. It's so bad. Remember with Mrs. Slack last time? Yeah. Now Mrs. Slack, I know you. We're like family. Listen, it is somebody's birthday here, and we are going to sing happy birthday to...
Okay.
Here we go. It was like 3 days ago, I think. Put some reverb in our voice. Let's really try to beef this up. Everybody in the room, we can make this sound real good.
Guys,
it's all right. Take your time.
Hold on.
Shh. No, it's not. Okay.
Is it? Okay, I won't say it.
Happy birthday to Chad. Happy birthday to Chad.
When did Joe do this?
Happy birthday, happy Chad. Happy birthday. To you,
how long do you think people would listen to it to be doing
of you going
the listening audience? Would I lose them after? What if somebody, here's what I think. Truth. Half truth. Thank you. Half truth. Somebody is in a relationship and they've been trying to get their significant other to listen to the show. They go, no. So they're, are you listening to it? He goes, all right. You know, she's like, no, enjoy it. He goes, you know what? I'm going to come up and give it a listen with you tonight.
And so she just goes, at that moment.
That we.
Fine. Finally.
Justifiably, she walks out of the room. She goes, you know what? I just love having him see fun, but that's...
I'd say maybe walks out of his life.
leaves them.
Says,
seriously,
hey, the things that you're into, definitively, I know now, not for me.
Right.
And that's fine, but this is insurmountable.
Right.
Irreconcilable.
Yes.
So
no.
You live your life, you listen and enjoy whatever that was. I'm going to go.
I'm
going to
go my own
now.
Way.
Yeah.
And I think that about my mom. My mom does not listen to the show. I'd rather her not, you know. Mm-hmm. But no, you know, and I love my mom. It has nothing to do with that. It's just that, like, I wouldn't go, Mom, you should listen to my show. Then she's going to comment on it. So it's nice that she doesn't listen. Fuck him up! Oh, that's right, everybody.
You ready? Know what that means.
You know what that means. You know what it's time for. Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Thank you. Hold on. I want to make sure I'm a good host. Your store, your teachers, they were loved.
Yeah. You know.
And they both got hit by a bus. I just got word.
Yeah. The same bus. Which was, you know, weird because they didn't know each other. 10 years apart, like I said.
But they were on a bus together.
But they were, here's the thing, though. One was driving the bus. One was just walking on the street. Bus hits the
whoa.
Bus.
And is this true?
I swear to God. Oh, out of respect, I won't say who was driving the bus, but it was one of the teachers I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Hits the other one, and that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
But then another bus comes, hits the first bus. So
they
both got hit by a bus. Technically the same accident.
Shut the fuck up.
An auto bus.
Shut the fuck up.
I won't.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm going to say it again. One of them was driving a bus, and the other one was walking along the street. And again, I'm not going to say which one is driving, which one is walking, but then that bus hits the one teacher, and then as that's happening, another separate bus T-bones the first bus.
Okay. I told you to shut the fuck up.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not going to shut up. In fact, I will say the story again, and I'm going to say it very slowly this time.
Hold on. We're gonna also... Here we go. No. Do the thing again from the start. Here we go.
Well, yeah, but actually, both of the teachers...
You want to make a... Let's do this. The audience will be in on it. Do you want to come up with a different thing in that you just keep repeating? You can make up anything and just say it.
Right.
I'm just going to keep saying... shut the fuck up. Like something that would make me shut the fuck up.
It's got to be organic, though.
It doesn't have to be organic. It's just like your vegetables you buy at Vaughn's. Okay, here
got
we go.
His ass.
No. Oh, go ahead. We're in no hurry. We're going to take our time. This is not, I don't even, you know, I think sometimes people forget. They're like, oh, what if the listening audience will hear it, but when the one we TikTok, they don't fucking know what happens. They don't know we do two takes.
Idiots.
These fucking idiots.
So dumb.
Okay, so go ahead. Give me.
Right, yeah. So the two teachers who were most special to me in my life, second grade and 12th grade, they don't know each other, not even in the same building.
Mm-hmm.
But what's weird is they were both attacked and killed by coyotes.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. No, I mean, I will not shut the fuck up because it's...
Shut the fuck up.
Here's
shut
the
fuck
it's
up,
a,
both of them?
Yeah, but well, here's what it is, okay? Same time as well. It wasn't like, you know... One got attacked by
okay, hold on,
and
cut.
Killed.
We're going to do another take. We got to tighten it up, right?
Yeah, tighten it
up. Back to one, everyone.
So as soon as I go shut the fuck up, when you start over again, you just go right into, no, I will not shut the fuck
got
up,
it.
And you repeat it. Because we can
it,
get two
it.
Out of that, I
all
think.
Right.
And because then I can get increase my anger. And by the way, thank you, if you could hold. Can we be human beings?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. Shut the fuck up.
No,
don't.
No. You're
the professional. No. Don't do that.
I'm just the internet guy.
Truth. I don't like that bit. You know why? Because I don't want to make anybody feel like you. Wait.
Well, I like that bit because I'm punching up.
No, because when I say to you, like, can we be human beings for a while? It's like, it's totally based on not to make you feel. Like, I'll give you an example. Come on, give me your ear here. One time in the band, there was a drummer and he was acting scared during the show. I don't want the band on the road to be scared at all.
Yeah.
The opposite. Like, I don't want to be scared. So after the show, I said, hey, when I'm like doing that bit, does that scare you? He goes, oh, no, I'm just playing that way. I go, don't. What do you want to do? And then after that, he just started laughing because I don't want a bit that makes someone like
right.
even,
yeah.
you know, so that's it. So here, give me your hand there. You seem like a nice guy. Hey, what brought you into the area? okay, so here we go. Let's do it again. Okay, here we go. I think that made sense what I just said. And by the way, I tell people this a lot. I'm going to re-listen to the show and I'm going to ask the audience to re-listen to the show and we're going to get some shit done. Here we go.
So I had two teachers who were very important to me, second grade and 12th grade. They don't know each other, but they both were attacked in the same coyote accident, the exact same one.
Shut the fuck up.
No. I'm not going to shut the fuck
no,
up.
No, shut the
no,
fuck
I won't
up.
Shut up.
Shut
fact,
the
I'll
fuck
say
up.
It again. I will say it again. Both of them were attacked and killed
in the same coyote accident.
No, you don't hear. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, Todd.
Shut
I
the
will
fuck
not,
up.
And I'm going to say it again. Two teachers who I love were attacked and killed by coyotes.
I told you to shut the fuck up.
Wouldn't you love that? Two teachers I love were killed by coyotes in the same accident, and they loved it.
You shut. I'm not fucking around. You shut the fuck up.
I don't even know your name.
Shut the fuck up. There's something there.
That's a minute. Yeah.
We can do wonders with that. Edit it, put a filter on it, and you know what to do? You put like fake naked people all around it. Spice it up. Make it go viral. 600 people to 40,000 in 4 months. Chad is bored, ladies and gentlemen.
That's how it's done, folks.
That's how it's done. He don't fuck around. I called him up 2 weeks ago. I go, what is the most hits one of your videos ever got? You know what I'm trying to be?
Chad, can I ask you a question? So, when you're on TikTok,
is this me? Yes.
So,
okay.
Anyway, you remember me? My name's Todd, and I know you have a TikTok, and it's popular.
Well, that voice is so appropriate because my question, I was trying to plan it, but I go, how many?
Like, for a video that's, like, really popular on TikTok.
You know what he said?
How many views?
And he said, what did you say? Be honest.
I think 5 million.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Mine got 15 million.
Whoa.
12. Out there. Oh, my God. I knew you would tell the truth. It's like having a little brother around. It's actually 11.8 and not the ones we pay. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, here we go.
So this is
Chad is bored, ladies and gentlemen.
Chad is bored. We gotta give it up for Chad is bored.
Chad is bored. Let's sing happy birthday to him. No, you know what? Hold
happy
on.
Happy birthday
to you. Let's do the best we can do with this. I put reverb in all our voices.
I want the reverb first.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I don't think we need the music. I think it's making us sound worse.
Happy birthday to you.
Control whether our voices go higher or lower, and I'll see that'll turn out if everybody commits. You go higher or lower, like you're the director. Higher or lower. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. That is an advertisement for the Todd Glass Show. Other shows, they call me up from the network. They go, is there like a minute clip you can play from your show that will say, if we play it on another podcast, they'll go, I want to give that a listen. No. Same thing with the TikToks. It's very hard. But that right there, that clip, along with this, what I'm saying now, play that on other shows. Us going, happy birthday, then me talking about it, go black, go, does this sound fun for you? If it doesn't, then don't come by.
Beat it.
Beat it.
Get lost.
I want to start my next special yelling at the people in the comment sections right from the beginning. Go, let me tell you something. The people that write, I don't like you.
Ooh.
I don't like you. You're going to look so immature when you go, we don't like Todd Glass. Any of your friends behind your back are going to go, I think he didn't like you before you even saw his show. He don't like you. You don't like him because he doesn't like you. He literally opened, I just want to go, I don't like you. I do not like you. You hear me? That way, if they don't like me, it looks like, mm-hmm. On the what does that make me?
Brave.
Makes me a moron. But thank
Very
you.
Very brave.
Thank
Very
you.
The Todd Glass Show is professional, so it's time to go to commercial.
You know what?
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What I'm going to do...
What's that?
I like to do it every so often. Just a little station... Just bear with
ooh,
me.
Ooh, station ID? A
little station ID.
Why not?
It's... Isn't there something on there in the theme shows that's like the Todd Glass? It had like the Theater of the Mind that guy sent in. It was so nice. Theater of the Mind.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Sure. It's a produced show. You can tell because.
What's that say? Your TikToks are really hit. Go. You want to do a live on? Give me a minute. Give me a minute. Thank you.
It's on the like theme shows.
Yeah, we saw it.
It says Theater of the Mind. It's from like the ones that says the Todd Glass. You're probably on the wrong page.
Would you like me to do a station ID?
You want to go, hi, this is Joe.
Yeah, I can do it.
But hold on, let me so I can pay attention to you first. No, it's not on there. It's on the one that says like themes of the Todd Glass show.
Yeah, there.
Really?
We found it earlier.
Hi, this is Joe Quazala, and you're listening to the Todd Glass show, and we're having trouble finding the right cue.
Keep talking.
Hi, this is the news.
And is that phone of yours work? I don't think it does. I think something happened with the fake phones. But give it a shot. Hold on.
I don't hear it. Should I hear it?
How did that happen?
What happened here?
I don't know.
We tried so hard. But you know what? I don't need it.
Okay. Hold on. No, it wouldn't be here.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. My name is Joe Quazala. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. We are looking for a music drop that may not exist. We have Jack in the captain's seat looking for the music. We think maybe he deleted it as a move to throw Todd off in what will certainly be an exciting moment on the Todd Glass Show. We go to our top story for tonight. What is soap? It's okay. White often.
Thank you for stalling. How about we do... Give me 30 seconds to... That's on the good songs. Songs, they're just good songs. It's all right. You know what I learned from doing this show?
Found it.
No one's in...
Bring me some...
You found the other one?
Yeah,
let's
on that page.
Let's do a clean cut. Act like you just said something like really funny. We all laugh, and then you come right in like a good station identification, okay?
And so I was like, yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
I want to write a song about a song about a poem from a movie that I saw in a magazine that I was showing to a friend so he could put it in his phone and then download it when he got home to enjoy it, but the file got corroded. I mean corrupted, but the theater of the mind has no budget. And so he turned it off and he let it go, and now he's sitting here listening to the Todd Glass Show.
The guy sent this in.
That's really sweet.
I'm a little bit meta and a little bit loaded. I discovered this podcast and I kind of exploded. I mean erupted, but the theater of the mind has no budget. So I grabbed my guitar and lost control. And now I'm sitting here singing for a podcast show. It's the Todd Glass Show.
Interesting story about this guy when it's over.
It's the Todd Glass Podcast. All he wants to do is make us all laugh. It's an odd cast at the Todd Glass Show.
This guy
It's the Todd Glass Podcast. From the Yangtze River to the Wabash, it's an odd blast at the Todd Glass Show.
It's got died in a... What did your teachers... What happened to them?
Oh, well, the thing is, there were two of my teachers, second grade and 12th grade, 10 years apart. They don't even know each other. They're not even in the same building. Both died in the same volcano accident.
That's exactly what happened to that guy who wrote that song.
Well, that's not funny. That's not funny.
That's what happened.
God. Well, hold on.
Don't tell me to shut up.
Well, I'm not telling you to shut up. I'm just
saying, but I could see it in your eyes.
Here's what I'm, I guess, in a sense,
I
telling you to
shut
be
up.
Quiet because you're disrespecting two teachers I love.
Shut up.
They died in a volcano accident the same day, same technical accident, but they don't even know each other. It was 10 years apart in my life. They're not even in the same building.
So did this guy.
Okay. It's not funny.
I'm making
light of a volcano accident that took the lives of two people that I care about very much. But, you know, go ahead. If you want to do your little bits, Todd, go ahead. Yeah, it's so funny. This guy died in a volcano accident, too. Go ahead. That's fine. Go. I want to give you the... Let's give Todd Glass the floor.
Said no one ever.
Oh, my God. No, it's... All right. Let's do the bit where there's a word or two, you know what I mean? But it's there's an awkwardness in the room. Yeah. Okay. All right, well. Well. That's enough of that. That's the guy's wife comes back into the room. She goes downstairs, and then she realizes...
I was a little harsh.
Exactly.
You know what?
And I didn't... Give it another. It might have been out of context. Now, by the way, this bit is absurd because it won't happen. But if for some freak reason, I don't think this is crazy to go, there's not a 5% chance something could happen like it. Mm-hmm. 1 week they're in the car. She goes, I didn't really give it a chance in the car. She's driving home from work. She goes, I'm going to listen to the show. It's perfect timing.
Let me, and you know what? He's not here. Let me do it on my own time.
Right.
That way he doesn't feel embarrassed. I'm listening to his show in front of him. I'm just going to throw on random moment on a show, see if I can get the vibe of what this is about.
See what it's all about.
Okay, let me just press play. I think I'll just drive off the side of the road.
Yeah. I have to leave him or her or whoever your significant other is.
Or this life.
Yeah, I can't.
Kill myself.
What does he say? He goes, or she, or whoever, whatever the dynamic of this relationship is. I guess they go, you listen to out of context. She goes, I know you can't really explain comedy, but try to explain the context. He tries. No, they were saying,
what if this very scenario was happening?
And then they did it.
And then now we're
now
it's happening to us.
Right.
They were describing what we're doing right now, actually.
Right.
And she's like, okay, great.
You get it.
She's stuffing her clothes into a suitcase, and she's going, uh-huh. They were talking about us. They were talking about us right now. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Zip, zip, zip.
Zip, 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 zip. Crash.
Yeah.
You want to play Guess the Flavor of a Jelly Bean?
I would love more than nothing else.
Okay. Don't we have a jingle for this? Or do we have something? Oh, it's a real game? Oh, we're doing a real game show?
Yeah.
Wow. Would you say this is a joke? Because if you have a joke you want to do later, I'm going to interrupt this bit to play this one. If you have a joke, do we have that? Did we get that ready? If we not, don't worry.
Nope.
No?
I don't know. I don't know what that is. Stressed.
No, are you?
I don't know what it is.
Oh,
man. This can't be good, but Jack's bleeding out his ear.
No, I don't want
I don't
anyone.
Think that's,
I've spent my whole life being uncomfortable and nervous. So, like, any job, like, I'm like, oh, you can't. I always tell everybody, you can't do wrong.
It's called, I don't know what the joke is.
After you listen to the show, oh, that was this next joke is about a guy who does something.
This next joke
is about a guy. And then somebody does something else, and then something else happened.
That sounds
but
fun.
But it's not worth. It's not worth.
It sounds like fun.
I just looked under where Jack is sitting, a puddle of sweat.
Oh, yes.
And it's just getting
you
bigger.
You know what? We used to have a bit, and we shot it, where Jake would act like he couldn't find a cue, and I had a spray bottle, act and I would like spray it. Him, and he would just start dripping in sweat. That's a funny video, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we have to get a spray bottle.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I tried. He'd always go, spray it away from the computer. Do we have it? It's
nope.
All right.
Nope.
I'm serious. I'm not joking. Truth. I learned from listening to the podcast in hindsight and my nephew, you're the only one in a hurry. Like when you're trying to find something, you're the only one in a hurry. They're just going with you. They're
oh,
does not
how about this? Right. Oh.
What is it?
This next joke is about a thing. Doo-dah, doo-dah. This next joke is about a thing. Oh, doo-dah day.
So if you have a joke later you want to tell, this will be the intro for it.
Oh, day.
That's all I played it for.
This next joke is about a thing.
Doo-dah-doo-dah-day. All right, enough. At one point, when am I bad host? This is the time for me to go, well, you're on a slippery slope. Pay attention.
Yeah.
Service your guests well. And I think the best way to do that would be to play Guess the Flavor.
Flavor the Jelly Bean.
Now, can I be Regis for this? Do people still know who Regis is?
Even? Of course.
Liam, off your phone, man. Oh, Liam. Ooh, is not going to look well in the security cameras. Can I be Regis?
If
do you know who Regis Philbin is?
Yes, I do.
Right.
Those Regis.
Okay, so you're the guy on... But if we just let's do this game two ways because I like the way you did it last time.
Okay,
where I go, you're just giving away shit tons of money, and I go, oh no, you know what? Yeah,
we'll set the scene like I've already won, let's say $40 million.
$40 million, right? Okay. Yes,
and that's what I have to lose,
right?
But the next question, I can win $6 billion.
Yeah, and I'm talking you like how Regis. I tried. By the way, the way I try to do this, I know I don't do a great Regis, but where I try to. Maybe make up for it is just be as genuine as you can to try to be like, what would Regis say? Like, what would he say if he found out, like, you were a comedian and you're on the show? So that's what I'm going to do. Thank you.
And I want to thank everybody in the room.
Jack, how are you? Say fine. Come on.
Fine.
Don't do a bit.
I'm not. You just told me to say fine. I said fine. What do you want from me?
I knew it.
What did you know?
Cam told me.
What?
You fed up with me.
Yeah.
He stole $5,000 from me.
Just do the damn bit.
I like how I take the bit and make it where you're completely wrong. I caught him making out with my grandmother.
Jack.
Yeah.
After you stole the money?
After he stole the money.
It's insult to injury is what we call it.
I mean, she's not even alive either.
Excuse me.
You make a nice bit, a nice fun bit about having sex with my grandmother.
Just kissed. Hold on.
And you declass it up. I try to have a classy show. Oh, you're gonna be making out with my grandmother.
Funny.
Well, she's alive, and she's enjoying it.
Yes.
And hopefully, it gives her a new lease on life.
Right.
If anything, that would look. All I would want from my grandmother, who is alive, is to just. Enjoy life, and if she met a guy and maybe all they did was give each other massages, I'm for
sure.
it.
Yeah,
but
sure.
dead?
Look, I'm just taking
That's
a page out of Dave Chappelle's playbook, you know what I mean?
I told you right now.
Going right
it.
Up to the edge, man. That's where I live. That's where I thrive.
You know what? I'm not joking around.
What?
I'm not. Seriously.
Oh, seriously?
I was thinking about getting you. Would you wear a leather jacket and go, yeah, it's... Jack from the Todd Glass Show. If I had that made for you, would you wear it?
Yeah, of course. What if
you would?
Yeah, of course. Jack, what if I made you a shirt that said, it's a Jack thing? You wouldn't understand.
Okay, well, you could wear both of them.
Yeah,
at the same time.
You wear the jacket over the shirt.
I'm in.
So, wait a second.
What about a hat that says, Jack me off?
How about, and I'm not joking around, I know it's stereotypical, I just want to find out, I think there has to be some money involved here, but be honest. Like, this bit to me is funnier if you go in real life.
Yeah.
Would you do it? Would you wear a shirt that said, I'm with stupid for $250?
For $250?
Okay, $100. Let's start with $100.
With $100?
Yeah, $100. All you have to do is go out one night to even an ice cream place late at night.
An ice cream place?
Well, Subway, whatever.
In that shirt?
You have to just go to... There's like whatever place, you just pick it before you make the bet. It has to be like, it could be a yogurt
All
place.
Right. I mean, this could be a tiered question, right? Would you wear it to an ice cream parlor late at night? Would you wear it to a close friend's birthday party? Right. Would you wear it to Disneyland?
Yeah. There you go.
You know, there's different.
Yeah. Okay, for $100, would you wear it to the Vaughn's grocery store or whatever store you shop at? $100. And you have to be with a friend.
Peak hours. Peak hours.
It's like 7 to 8.
And you're with a friend.
I'm with a friend.
You have to be, because that's the joke. And then they wear this. And look, I'm not joking around. I'm not going to keep changing things, because that's what a lot of people do. But I am adding something.
Because I was going
to
say.
They have to wear it, too. And they go, no, I'm with. It says, yours says I'm with stupid. Theirs goes, no, I'm with stupid.
But is the arrow pointing at themselves?
No.
They're just pointing at each other.
And you guys are always standing in the right
place. Yeah, you go out of your way. $150. Go in there for 20 minutes.
Just 20 minutes?
20 minutes. But don't try to go stand with your back to the wall.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
I have to really back around.
I know. I could see it already, you pulling that shit. I'm like, oh, he's back there, but he's leaning against the wall.
No, obscuring the shirt with a pile of fruit.
Right. Like you see in the old movies when the girls, Bazoomums, would show. Yeah, they would put. Right.
What if I, spilled, ice cream on the shirt and that,
no,
like, it was an accident?
No, this is exactly what we're talking about. Yeah, none of this shit.
I'm figuring out the parameters.
What you cannot do.
Would you,
truth,
for $150 for 20 minutes, go into Whole Foods?
Am I good friends with the other person?
Oh, yeah. Yes. It's anybody you pick.
Could it be Chad?
Of course.
Absolutely
can
be Chad.
Chad is bored on TikTok, folks. Get your money where it counts.
And Chad's wearing the shirt as well.
Yes. And his says, yours says, I'm going to go over it again.
Okay.
I'm with stupid. Theirs says, no. I'm with stupid. Yeah. Thank you. He gets it.
Can we do 175?
This is not a fun.
175?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll give you two.
I'm taking a bath.
Would you really?
Do it?
I said truth.
Yeah. Truth.
How about I love... How about right away I go, just I have a great idea for a bit, but all I can think of after the first one is just
truth,
toilet humor.
Truth.
What about
truth?
I just shit in my pants, but I'm glad you're behind me.
Truth. My roommate and her boyfriend wore shirts that said I heart my twin brother and I heart my twin sister, and they would just hold hands in public and make out.
Oh, see, stories like that you don't see on the news. They never play that on the news.
Such a shame.
Listen, what is this? Seriously.
Ten-year-old Tom got season two.
You gotta admit.
Ten-year-old Tom got season two.
Here's what's going on. We're doing another two-parter.
Perfect.
So we
are getting paid the same.
It's though. I like to decide. Now, the two-part is a little shorter. The second part is a shorter. I call it going in for the close on the second half of the show.
Yeah.
So this show is ending. That's what people are hearing right now. And I used to think, oh, you can end it, do whatever you want. We could end this part one by even saying nice things to people, that you're good, you're kind. You know, you could put a lot of love. People got their earphones right in there. You know what I mean? You could say the nicest things.
Right into their earbuds for them to hear an affirmation.
Yeah, like put a little reverb in our voice. We have an amazing power. Hello? Hey.
So we could...
Listen to the reverb in your voice.
Yeah.
You have a lot of power now.
Yeah, and I could, right at this moment, for someone who maybe really needs it, I could say something to boost their spirit.
Yes.
To make
positive.
Them feel good.
No bit.
Yeah.
You're nice. You like to see other people succeed. You know what I should do? I should make us all go around the room and have to compliment each other. But I'm not, because it's uncomfortable.
Right.
But we can compliment.
Logistically a little difficult.
Why?
The microphones where people are sitting, et cetera.
Yeah, it is true.
So right now, if I wanted to,
yes.
I could say something very sweet.
Congratulations on your sobriety.
I could. Yeah, we could. These are things we could say.
You wanted to make bread for a long time. You did.
Yeah.
In honor of your dead mother.
So in this...
Wait, why do I try to take something nice? I'm not editing that out.
Don't even think about it.
People
don't
just
even think
need
about
to know
it.
That
it
you make
out,
bad
it
comedy
out,
choices.
It's not,
it, even, it's not even
it.
Just, oh, it's funny. No, it's not. Attempts at humor can land flat.
And that's the lesson we learned right now.
It is.
Okay. So, Todd, right now, we could say some things that could really change someone's
change
day.
Change people's lives. Powerful.
Yeah, I could be. I'm just thinking about like the things that could be, you can, could be said that would be, that would be so nice.
Mr. Rogers said things that, that help you live a better life. Clean little quotes, so you can like, we can take this time and just,
we could do that right now.
Like, carry the three. Oh, hey, I heard you.
Is this tap water?
Oh, yeah.
It tastes good.
And honestly, no, it's not tap water. Okay. It's Brita.
Yeah.
Not to brag.
It was tap water.
I don't mean to brag, but I change my Brita every day. Does that mean I make a lot of money? Do you use... How about we do bad brags? We go back and forth with bad brags. Oh, and part two. Now people that are listening last week, they go, oh, yeah, I got to hear what the bad brags are. And that's going to be a TikTok.
Oh.
This could be... How about we do two TikToks? One, yelling at each other that our TikTok better go viral. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're just vicious with each other. And the second one is... What's this one? I want you to remember. Bad brags. Bad brags. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
So, Jack, I know you don't want this responsibility, but I'm going to let you close out the first show. I mean, whatever you want to say. You can pick something to play... Or, but is it too much pressure? Be honest with me.
I got this.
Oh, my God.
I see the fire in his eyes.
I see the fire in his eyes. Jack Hackett is on fire. And it can be anything you want, but it's the last thing people are going to hear on the show.
Thing, so
it's the last thing,
little,
and it's the end
of pressure.
Part one.
A small amount of pressure.
Next week, it's part two.
Let's sing along, but as good as we can. Don't make a joke about it.
Walking these streets so long, singing the same old song.
It's good.
I know every rack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway.
Here we go. Let's see.
Where hustle is the game.
I need the music loud.
And nice skies get washed away like the snow and the rain.
Wow.
There's been a load of compromise.
Well, everybody, that's part one. Now we go in for the close on part two.
But
next
I'm
week.
Gonna be where the lights are shining on me.
Ba-ba-ba, fade into Mr. Rogers.
Cowboy. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like, the way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.